The legacy of nature and nurture in stellar populations of galaxies at Z approximately 0.6 to 1.0, D4000 and H-delta reveal different assembly histories for quiescent galaxies in different environments, by David Sobral et al. Galaxy evolution is driven by a variety of physical processes which are predicted to proceed at different rates for different dark matter halos and environments across cosmic times. A record of this evolution is preserved in galaxy stellar populations, which we can access using absorption line spectroscopy. Here we explore the Large Legacy Survey (DR3) to investigate the role of the environment and stellar mass on stellar populations at Z 0.6 to 1.0 in the cosmos field. Leveraging the statistical power and depth of Legacy, we reveal significant gradients in D4000 and H-delta equivalent widths (EWs) distributions over the stellar mass vs environment 2D spaces for the massive galaxy population m greater than 10 to the power of 10 msun at Z 0.6 to 1.0. D4000 and H-delta EWs primarily depend on stellar mass, but they also depend on environment at fixed stellar mass. By splitting the sample into centrals and satellites, and in terms of star-forming galaxies and quiescent galaxies, we reveal that the significant environmental trends of D4000 and H-delta U when controlling for stellar mass are driven by quiescent galaxies. Regardless of being centrals or satellites, star-forming galaxies reveal D4000 and H-delta EWs which depend strongly on their stellar mass and are completely independent of the environment at 0.6. This was the legacy of nature and nurture in stellar populations of galaxies at Z approximately 0.6 to 1.0. D4000 and H-delta reveal different assembly histories for quiescent galaxies in different environments, by David Sobral et al.